Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Founded in 19...
This is the 7th or 8th edition of Off Rip Radio. You're listening to When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. We're just going to start the show off with this song and come back to you. We've got quite a few faces here in the studio, so give it a listen. Back. That's When You Sleep by my Bloody Valentine. I am Liam, your host, and joining me today in the studio are four beautiful, beautiful friends of mine. What are your names, boys?
Davey.
Adam.
Blake.
Fernando.
Sweet. We had a show last night, so I think, what time did everyone wake up today?
It's like 11:45.
11:30.
Oh. How late were you guys up?
9.
I was up until 4:30 in the morning.
That is insane.
That's crazy. I was up until 2, and, like, that's not normal for me because I just don't do that because I'm, like, supposed to be an adult now or something.
Yeah.
I went to bed right at 11:30. No.
Cat. What?
I went at 1:30. At 1:30.
Why were you up to 4?
Me and your brother were talking kind of about, like, what I should do differently for a set, what was good about my set, and what should probably change.
That's not a conversation for post-show. That's a conversation for, like, day after.
Mm-hmm.
But you did outstanding.
Technically, though, it was the day after.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
Touché.
Very true. Okay, boys. Well, what do you guys want to talk about? Because you guys aren't being very talkative. Are you guys nervous?
Yeah, how do you guys feel about the show?
Boys.
Did you guys have fun at the show last night?
Yeah.
Tell us more about like your experience coming up to Reading and doing the show and like the audience and all of it.
It was great. I thought I gave a really good performance. As I'm on stage, this is my like sixth show ever, and I'm trying, like, this show is the first time I ever did vocals. Everything else was always kind of just me in front of a keyboard and a sampler.
Do you have your last song? Do you have an MP3? Is it released, the last song you did?
No, it's not.
Can I have it?
I can.
I was extremely moved.
Thank you. That stuff like that is kind of the experience I'm looking to give.
Oh, my God.
For a performance.
Yeah.
I walked up to Liam.
You know that part where it goes... You know that part? I was sitting back there, and I was like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. And that happened, and I was like, I need to press the fog machine.
Yes, dude, you did it at the right time. I just saw I heard the fog coming.
I could hear it building, and I was like, let me lend a helping hand and play the fog.
Yeah.
So I did.
No, that was so good. I just came up. I walked up to Liam, and I was like,
I was holding back tears. I want you to know that.
Yeah, yeah. He was like just frozen. And I was like, what's going on? You're like, and he was like, I'm so moved right now. And then I looked at him and I was like, oh, I want to feel what he's feeling. But I didn't. But I was just running around.
Right.
It looked amazing. And walking in for that last bit of it was just so.
Like the things were, it really.
It felt like a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was almost like being in the evil Masonic lodge. It felt spiritually really lit in there.
Well, right? okay, we're gonna move away from this conversation because we're going to play one of our people that are in here's songs. Their mics are muted because they are, so we're gonna interview them after the song, so sit tight.
You left to say goodbye.
Blakers, 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 Blakers.
Lilo, 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 Lilo.
Tell me about the song.
Jeez, man. I don't know how much I want to say about it because I know it for me. It has a very specific meaning.
Yeah.
But I can say that, you know, this is going to sound so music nerdy, but mm-hmm. I think this song has a lot of synesthetic visual imagery.
Okay.
For me, I heard this quote from Patrice Rushen. She's the woman who wrote Forget Me Nots.
Yeah.
Forget Me Nots.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. She taught at USC and she gave us... That's so, dude. It's so amazing. She taught at USC. Okay, she gave us a lecture in our music and ideas class, and I was a sophomore, and she said that music is the highest art form.
I agree.
At first I was like, what are you talking about? Because for the longest time, I was a visual artist.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, the more, I think Patrice Rushen is really onto something. I think she was really right. For me, as music as synesthesia means music is visual too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I'm composing or writing or doing whatever or even mixing, everything is always trying to conjure the little anime music video edit in my brain. What's happening? No, truly, like staring out the window, long car rides to school, dad's playing classical music or jazz, or if I'm just listening to my dubstep when I was in sixth grade, like always I'm just thinking about the movie that's taking place in my head. So that connection has always been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for this song, synesthetically, I'm thinking about like The Witch by Robert Eggers, crazy mm-hmm. movie, as well as like A24 film called The Green Knight. Just those, and also Berserk, the manga Berserk.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
Super beautiful illustrations, very dark, macabre, medieval.
Macabre.
Yeah. But I will also say there are, like, this song is about, it's about people I know and stuff. Or experiences of people that I know, so to speak. Yeah.
Mm. Can I put you on the spot, Blake?
Of course you can put me on the spot, Mr. Lilo.
I heard... Okay. Well, okay. We actually talked about this on the break. Will you sing some opera for me?
Of course.
Okay.
Do it right now?
Yeah, right now.
All right, let's see what
Take your headphones off.
Yeah.
Stand in that corner.
You got it.
Put your mic kind of up.
Yeah.
We're going to mic the room.
All right, we're going to mic the room.
Essentially.
Let's see what I can do. All right, just tell me when.
Whenever you're ready.
Andrai farfalone amoroso, notte e giorno d'intorno girando, nelle belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto adoncino d'amor. Nelle belle turbando il riposo, narcisetto adoncino d'amor.
All right, that's all I
want to
do for today.
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah. Everybody who heard that on the radio, you owe us $5.
That was beautiful.
$5.
Grazie mille.
$5 listening.
Well, we're actually going to head to a break because we're kind of around there.
This is so fun.
No.
Okay, we'll be back.
She wore blue. And velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs, love was I.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hey! High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Welcome back. Dave told me not to play the song, but I'm playing.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Touchdown in the lake. Welcome back. Very good. Just kidding.
Pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket. And I'm blue as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis. Walking with my feet 10 feet off the field. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of velvet down
to Memphis, but I feel like I know the place. Welcome back. That was Walking in Memphis by Lone Star. I saw them at the Mosquito Serenade. It was so fun. One of my favorite songs by Lone Star, I didn't know it was by Lone Star, was Front Porch Looking In. Did not know that was their song until they played it, and I'll tell you what, it was great. You missed out. It was hot. It was 110. It was humid, as humid can be. It was disgusting, but it was great. And I brought my girlfriend, and we had a wonderful time, and we danced. Okay, welcome back. Who do we have in the studio with us today? Same people, same places. Today, we are going to interview our friend, Chicktoppy, Chicktopi. I don't quite know how to pronounce that. Never have known.
It's the lore is that it's pronounced Chicktopi, but like as you send the knowledge.
What's the story of the name?
I came up with it when I was like 11. Mm. I really just like was like geeking, like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, I made this cool name. Mm. I was like 10 or 11, and I used it for my SoundCloud, I used it for my gamer tag, I used it for like Xbox, I used it for everything.
Will you name your child that name?
No.
Middle name? What's your last name?
No. Schmieder.
So first name?
Chicktoppy Schmieder.
doesn't quite
wait,
sound
Wait, Chicktoppy like Schmieder.
Oh, look at you. Not a real fan.
And people can call him. That actually be a cool name because people would call him Chick, and he could be
Chic.
Chic.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Chicktopi.
Chicktopi.
Ooh.
The foreign
version.
Annoying. Let's get back to the interview.
Okay. Get back to work.
This is part of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding.
That's very interesting. So you just kind of came up with it, and it sounds like it comes from like a culture of some sort.
No, I just like made it. I think I conjugated the word chictopus. As like the plural form.
What is that?
That's crazy. I think I heard it on Chowder, or I made it up. Like, you know, the TV show
I'm looking it up right now.
If you look up Chictopus, you'll probably find my stuff.
You are.
No. But if you look up...
Tread lightly.
If you look up Chictopus with
Oh, there's Choctopus, which is from Mario, I guess? Wow, there's just a bunch of really messed up looking chickens.
Stop.
Like, okay. Really, like, messed up looking chickens.
It should be
the
from a Chowder.
It's like a little
chicken
creature.
Octopus. Oh, my gosh. A chicken octopus. Very interesting. Okay,
have you guys ever eaten octopus?
Yes.
It's so that's nope,
squid.
That's squid.
What?
Silly man.
They octopus. Told me it was octopus.
Who?
Wrong.
Who?
Who?
Everyone, bro.
What?
They're lying.
What's the difference then? What is it? What's octopus?
I don't know. Octopus.
No.
Octopus.
It's not a French
octopus
name.
Octopus in Japanese is called taco.
Oh yeah,
I knew that.
Takoyaki.
Then I have yes.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I don't know what's happening. Adam, what kind of music kind of inspired the sound? Like, what artists kind of inspired your sound now? Because I know that I want to hear a little bit about your backstory. Because I know that my brothers alluded to the fact that you were big on like a Kanye subreddit or something.
Oh my gosh!
What is the story of all that?
So there's a lot. So I went through a lot of like stages of my music listening. When I was really young, I only listened to EDM, like spinning records, whatever they put out. All these old school EDM artists and these house artists. And I really just like, that's where, actually before that, I listened to just music from Dance Dance Revolution. Mm-hmm. I was obsessed with that sound. Like it was like this hyper, it was electronic, it was fast, it was hyper. And there was only a few, like it was not that many artists were on Dance Dance Revolution. They usually feature the same artists like four times or something. And I think they made music for the game. Like these tracks didn't exist.
And how
did
they get you to like the Reddit?
Well, okay, so how it got me to the Kanye Reddit was after.
Guys.
This is guaranteed by Chick to Pie.
Game, but I'm falling. If only we were.
That is Guarantee by our very own
Chick the Pie.
Toppy.
Yeah. Or however you say it.
Yeah,
okay, let's continue conducting this. Let's continue conducting this interview. Yeah. Where were we, friends?
Kanye Reddit.
Kanye Reddit, yes.
Yeah, so college, I started in actually a little bit before COVID. I was really into Kanye leaks because he's got a lot of good stuff that doesn't make release, but they're usually always like really badly mixed.
Yeah, yeah.
What I would do is I would take those leaks. Sometimes the stems would release, and I would mix them really well, and I'd add my own little flavor to it. I'd be like, oh, a cinematic edit or something.
Yeah.
And I would post them on these kind of like low-key kind of sketchy websites where they would these leak communities would congregate.
Yeah.
And blow up. I mean, they would get like thousands of like likes and upvotes and whatever system they had there. And my name, Chick the Pie, was known in that community. And so anytime I posted, it was like, oh, my gosh, he's back. He's back with another edit. And I had, like, you know, 15 edits that I made that are still out there. If you go on YouTube and you look up, like, Kanye Yandi or something. Like, you look, people will make these compilation albums of Kanye's leaks.
Yes.
Guaranteed one of them is my edit. One of them is mine.
That's sweet.
Is in that, cause my mix or my, like, flavor of song that is in that because they spread.
How many, so, but it was just files? You didn't, like, have it on, like, a... You can't, like, see how many streams you have.
No, no streams, but the one on YouTube
that
I did post has 200,000 views.
Bro, are you monetizable or no?
I can't monetize that one.
Why?
Just because of the Kanye.
You probably could, but not legally.
Yeah.
You could just put it through DistroKid and then, like, claim it.
Oh, that's definitely that.
That's the workaround.
They came after me.
They did?
They took down a lot of my stuff. Before. Like,
what label?
It was Kanye.
It said Kanye wants this down.
No, it was like a individual from a big, I forgot the name, but it was like, they took down your thing. It didn't even give me an option to appeal. It was like, they took it down. Okay, well, that's how I know that
it's Kanye.
They don't like that. So I had some remixes that got taken down off SoundCloud and YouTube. So I think I have one copyright strike on YouTube because
of
that.
That's not good. Yeah. Damn. So I did your channel, Chick to Buy.
Yeah, Chick to Buy.
Interesting.
But then I got rid of all the other ones, and I kept the SoundCloud. I got rid of all of them. What I did was I went onto a different SoundCloud, and I put it there, and it blew up there and still hasn't got taken down.
We have two callers
on
the line, so we're going to get to caller number one, which is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I need my mom to go mute.
Hi, Lex. Right.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not much.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just chilling. It's pretty hot in my apartment, so...
Crank the AC.
I might be
sit in the fridge.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah. Have you ever tried sitting in the fridge?
Oh my gosh,
when my AC
actually,
doesn't
that's
work, that's what I do.
From.
You actually
I'm
do that.
From the fridge.
Yeah, take all the stuff out of my fridge. And
what?
Then
you
there.
Are not. This
no,
is not
you
real.
Don't.
Yes,
not
I
real.
Do.
You're trolling
I believe you.
Us.
I believe you.
Blake knows. It
no,
works.
Blake's also trolling.
This works.
Not, no.
Shh.
Lex, can we play a song for you?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All right. This song I would like to request.
Oh.
And
it has to be clean.
It is clean. It's clean.
What is it?
Famous
any
words.
Guesses?
No, I don't have any guesses. My job isn't to read minds.
I would like you guys to play an American Trilogy by Elvis Presley.
Oh. Have you guys heard this song?
I don't, maybe.
Thank you, Lex. I love you. I'll see you later.
I'm young. I'm Gen Z.
Okay, bye. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to play with Gen Z.
It's so good. We're going to go out with this song, actually. Oh, my goodness. You guys have no idea.
Is it good?
I'm just going to play it. I'm just going to play it. You guys have no idea.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, I wish I was in away, away in Dixie.
take my stand to live, and I see. For Dixieland, it's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
That is an American trilogy by Mr. Elvis Presley. We got some callers lined up. The lines are open. We will try to get to your calls and play your songs. Right now we have Mr. Blake's girlfriend.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Are there other people there?
It's me, Tilly.
Oh, what's up, Tilly?
Where are you guys calling? Where are you guys calling in from, really quick?
New York.
New York, New
York. Cross-continental.
Cross-continental.
What's up, Annika?
We have a question for you.
Let's hear it.
What is your greatest musical inspiration and why?
My greatest musical inspiration and why? Great question. You know,
wholesome.
Honestly, this goes way back. This probably goes back to Mr. Super Duper Kyle from Ventura County, California. I don't like his music so much now. He's gone a different direction, but I have all respect to him, and I hope he continues to follow his passion. But, you know, he had a bunch of really good advice to young artists starting out when I was following him back in 2016, 2017. And he said the fastest and most effective way to be successful is to be yourself. And that was a piece of advice that I heard again
it's
when I met
true.
Him in person. And just watching his show, his music videos, his direction, everything has just been... You know, something where he brought his friends with him from from just his humble beginnings all the way to superstardom and having a number one hit in the United States. And, yeah, I would definitely say Super Duper Kyle. He also, he cares a lot about his visuals, too, which is something that I care a lot about as well. Porter Robinson is the same way. I got to sneak him in. Shout out
Porter.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
Miss Blake's girlfriend, do you have any song requests?
I'm so happy you asked. I do.
Hit me.
Can you play Don't Stop Me Now by Queen?
Yeah. Don't stop me now.
That is the perfect song to take us to a break. This is, drumroll please, a great song.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liam. Davey left. We have the rest of the boys, though. And we do have a caller on the line, Mr. Samuel.
Mr. Kip.
Ooh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mr. Yo. Sam. How's it going?
I'm doing swell. Yeah, enjoying the afternoon.
Nice.
How about you guys?
We're doing good.
We're enjoying ourselves.
We're chilling. We went to the lake.
Who do we have over here? Is this Chick the Pie?
Yeah.
Blake? So the whole gang?
It's Chick the Pie, Blake, and then Fernando.
Yes.
That's excellent. Okay,
yeah.
So I need a question. That's how this works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
I want to know Adam's favorite meal.
Favorite meal? Shoot.
Yes.
That's a really good question. Oh no. Honestly, the real answer is like a
sandwich with French fries.
That's modest.
Like
that
like
not,
a steak
that is so
sandwich.
Vague.
Steak
that
sandwich.
Anything.
Steak sandwich with cheese.
What kind of cheese?
French fries. Provolone.
Okay,
like,
okay.
You know, melted pickles? On it. Dude, maybe
okay.
pickles.
All right.
Pickle on the side.
Okay,
pickle
sure.
On the side. Those things like maybe go crazy. Honestly, like a cilantro chimichurri with steak and French fries is like the pinnacle meal.
The quintessential.
Quintessential meal of humanity. Because it's like such a merge of cultures.
That's profound.
I don't even know if it is, but it seems like it is.
You made it sound like it is.
Yeah. Incan food.
Yeah,
Incan food
me.
My favorite meal. Beautiful.
Yeah. That's
Peruvian.
Pretty good. After listening to all those sponsors, I'm going to go buy all of the products.
Nice.
Go out there.
KCNR. I'm going to go buy all the products and support all of the different companies. Yes.
As are we.
Can I thank you for your help last night, Sam, emceeing and just being wonderful at keeping everything in line and driving the boat. Thank you.
Yeah, what a fun time.
You were
that
great.
Was great.
You were awesome. So, thank you.
Yeah, no, everybody killed it. That was an experience for sure.
Yes, sir.
Sam, do you have any song requests?
How about There Is a Light That Never Goes Out by the Smiths?
Hard.
So do you.
Well.
That one goes for Nick.
It's a pretty good song. Well, thank you, Samuel. You are amazing. And here's the Smiths.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see light. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a tent on trust kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one for long.
There's a Light That Never Goes Out by the Smiths. Welcome back. We got 9 minutes till the end of the show. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Once again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you have any song requests or just got something stuck in your craw, like my boss says, give us a call. Anyways, joining us in the studio for the bajillionth time, Chick to Pie, Blake, and Fernando. We haven't heard anything from Fernando. I met him last night. I don't even know if that's his name. I might be getting it wrong because I've had to ask him like 4 times.
Tis.
But I don't know. Fernando, what did you think about the show?
It was epic. Fantastic.
Thank you.
It was worth the price of admission. If not, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. The boys' sets were crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. No,
they
and
were
the, fog,
good.
The fog machine at the end, I thought
right.
that was on purpose.
No.
It was amazing. It
no,
was so perfect.
I was back and I was like, this needs to happen.
Yes.
This needs to happen.
Yes. I saw, you know, doing this little thing. I was like, mm-hmm.
I felt so inclined. And actually, when you get the footage, Chick to Pie, can you send it to me? Because I want to see how it looks. Because it looks amazing from my side.
The footage got deleted.
Oh, seven. Rest in peace.
Oh, no.
It was an accident.
I got a bunch of photos, though.
We got photos for days.
That's but okay.
No more footage.
You know what?
Yeah.
Some things aren't meant to be documented.
Exactly. We were there.
Yeah.
If I do another concert, that's when that track is the planned closer.
Good.
For any Chick to Pie.
It's so good.
Experience.
Honestly, I'd even say it could be an opener. I would even, honestly, it's so good.
Low key.
Open and close with
it. Oh, dude.
Because it's
I had an idea of using it as an opener for like the EP or album that I'll be on.
It's so good.
But I kind of moved towards closer. But it's still an option, yeah.
I hear you. Oh, real quick. Was it My Life or My Way? Which one?
My Way.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, yeah, guys. I mean, God, we need. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, you guys keep your doing your talking. Talk for me.
Oh,
Fernando, what were you doing last night?
I smoked a little ciggy.
No, I was gonna say your thing you built and what you were selling at the venue.
Oh, well, yeah, that was fun too. That was I made a little installation space. There's some plastic. It was supposed to be the ideas of preservation. Of appreciating the things that exist that were already contextual to the space.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of appreciation of the old fellow hall.
Yeah,
right.
And you built it like a little house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that
Mr.
Cool.
Blake,
and a boat.
We have a caller who has requested Edith.
No! Who? No, wait, who is it?
Mic drop.
Oh,
I don't know.
Asking me what
that is Edith by Mr. Blake. I'd play the whole song, but we're kind of close on time, and
great.
I want the option to be able to wrap up this show. So, Blake, did you figure out who asked for that song?
No, I didn't.
Thank you.
I thought I did, but I didn't.
Do you want to know, or should I just keep it a secret?
Keep it a secret.
Reveal it.
Oh, you should reveal it. Can we have a hands for reveal it? Okay, we're not revealing it.
Dang.
It will never be revealed.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I love that song so much.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, goodness, an hour is not enough time. Yeah, this has been episode something of Off Rip. Say bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for having us, Lilo and Davey.
Thank you to Davey. Yeah.
Thank
Lilo.
You for joining us.
Extremely grateful for this opportunity.
Of course.
So, this is my way. Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.